Good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscadden here, Christian Center, Shreveport Daily Podcast. So glad you're with us. Starting another week, we received a prophetic word, a vision, recently, and I want to break it down today. I heard the Lord say, there's a tearing and a shaking coming, but it's going to bring the real glory of God. So let's listen, let's break this word down today.
Over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus.
Well, there's no better name to speak in any situation, and do we ever need to be speaking His name today in the hour that we're in? Well, God bless you. Welcome today. It is the 15th day of May, May 15, 2023, Monday. We start another week. We continue our Isaiah 62 fast. We're right in the middle of it now. We're going to the 28th, fasting 21 days. If you've not joined with us, please do. You can go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, and scroll down, and there's an Isaiah 62 icon there. Click on it to find out what we're doing. There's also a national or international website, Isaiah62fast.com, and you can learn more about that, especially you guys in the nations. Go on there. They have sites with your language, which I think is really important, and so we are thankful for that. And one other thing, we're doing daily noon live streams, except on Sunday nights, in our time, noon central time, and you can follow us and pray with us then. If not, just watch the replay and agree. And this last Saturday, I had my son Jacob and his wife Satchio brought the live stream from Japan, and because we wanted everybody to hear what is going on in the Asian world concerning Israel and praying for Israel and standing with Israel. So Jacob broke it down, what's going on there and the whole battleground, the differences of Eastern and Western worship and religious action. And then my daughter-in-law, Satchio, just wrote a song for Israel. Amazing. She worships there for a few minutes. You'll enjoy that. That's on all our platforms, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook. Just go look at our Saturday live stream that we did at 12 noon. I encourage you to go listen to that as well. And then partner with us. We do have this ministry now. We're planting in Asia. So Christian Center, Shreveport, Louisiana, yes. But God has given us prophetic words to go to Asia and bring the gospel. One of the reasons we're there is because we're trying to activate and partner with the Asian cultures to begin to also have a heart for Israel and push toward God's purposes, as Isaiah 62 is talking about, and what we're waiting for, the fulfillment of the word over that nation. Well, in a service, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before, I gave a word, and I, when I give words like that, I'm in the spirit. I just say what I see or say what I hear, and then there takes a time. You have to go back and digest it and dig into it. So I'm going to play the word real quick. It's just a few minutes, 3 minutes or so. And then we're going to break it down and see what that means for us and how we should participate with what God is doing. So I'm not trying to boast on my prophecy. This is what it was, a vision. I saw it, and I just described what I saw. And then all of a sudden, the Naba flow of God just added to it. And so I shared it. So listen to this, and then we'll break it down at the end. For the Lord would say the glory is coming to this nation, but it will not come in the measurements that men have used in the past. For there will be a tearing and a shaking. Many things will be torn from our hands that we thought we could not survive without. And there will be shaking in places and structures that many thought
we could not survive without. But the Lord said, watch my hand in the tearing and the shaking. And as I tear and I shake, it will make room for my glory to overtake. And this is a moment in time that we must embrace the work of the hands of God and not measure the work by the way we think it should be. For the Lord said, I have hope for your home. I have hope for your family. I have hope for your city, for I am not done yet. For many have said, time has gone too far and there's no hope for the future. But this is a lie from the pits of hell. For my hand is moving like it never has before. You just don't see it. You measure darkness when you should be measuring light. The Lord says, you are watching what the darkness is doing and doing in the earth. And the Lord said, you are missing the very light that is going to invade those very dark places. The Lord said, for the very places that darkness is ruling will be the very places he sets up a new house, a new place for his presence to come and to move about. For the Lord said, my hand is upon you heavily now, as you feel in this meeting today. And in the days ahead, you're going to see my hand move things out of the way. For this is a place in time that you've never seen before. Don't measure with the instruments you've used in the past, and measure now with my hand. And when I saw this, I just saw things happening. I was seeing a vision. I just saw things in families and lives just being torn out. And you thought you couldn't survive without it. I'm telling you, you're going to wake up one day and say, how did I live with it in the first place? Now, God is in this place right now. There's a presence. The fragrance, the presence of God is here. Not just because we're singing and we're so good. It's because he's so good. And we're singing about the one who is good. And we're worshiping the one who is almighty. Yesterday, we saw a natural king crowned in the earth, full of flaws and darkness. But we serve a king that has no flaws and is full of light. I'm not knocking what happened in England yesterday. I'm just not putting my trust there. We put our trust in the Lord. In all his ways, God, we thank you that you're moving.
Well, there you go. There's the word. Now, let me tell you what I saw. I literally went into people's, I saw inside people's bellies. You know, the scripture always helps me with that because it says that out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And I saw things inside of them that they did not think that they could live without. And I saw God just tear it out and remove it. Now, tearing away is, you know, when we talk about the tearing away, removing that which is not of him, the dross, etc. But there are some things in our life that are idolatry that we put our hope in. I use this term. I made it up. I never heard anybody else say it. But we have what we call ancestral worship, where you, your family is worshiped rather than functioning the way God created it to as a family unit. And so you can't function outside of your family. In other words, everything you do is tied to them. You can't go outside that to do anything in the kingdom. You hardly have any friends outside your family. You have hardly any influence outside your family. I'm not saying we shouldn't have influence and should not pray and speak and love into our family. That's our first house of worship. But remember that he told us to take up our cross and follow him. And that also means that it will seem and appear that our family hates us and despises us, thinks we're wrong in what we're doing. That's that tearing away. So God is going to tear away structures in your life so that you can move forward. And then the shakings I saw were in the earth to make room for the glory. Now, here's a key thing. And you know what the passage says in Hebrews 13. He says, and his voice shook the earth then, but now he promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. And that expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of the things that can be shaken as of created things, so that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God acceptable service with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Now, we had a message recently by John West on a Wednesday night. I can't remember, it was 3-4 weeks ago, maybe. And we talked about the bitterness of the soul. And one of the things that John brought out was one of the best teachings I've seen him do, was the issue of focusing on darkness and not light. And because of the craziness that's going on in the world, America has lost its mind in the natural. This week, our president literally opened up the borders and just let whoever wants to come in, come in. Well, you know, we want to help people who have need, but this is also for terrorists, et cetera. It's chaos, right? And I can focus on the incompetency of my leadership that runs my country. And then I can look at these laws and all these things that happen that are anti-biblical against everything that God tells us to do. And I feel like sometimes I'm the psalmist who said, Lord, did you not see what's going on? You know? But then we also must be like the psalmist. I think it's Psalm 89. It said at the end of, Lord, don't you see all this? It says, blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Amen and amen. We bless his name. So there is a proper response when we see this. Well, here's the problem. When you focus on the darkness alone, how your government's doing this and how evil is pervading and moving across the land, it sows bitterness in your heart. You get bitter. You get bitter at life. You get bitter at people. You get bitter at your nation. And ultimately, you'll become bitter at God. Like, God, why are you allowing this to happen? And that is not what God has for us. That's not our portion. Our portion is to focus on the light. And that's what the Lord showed me. He said, the people are focusing on the darkness and not on my light. And the very places where this darkness is invading are the very places I want my glory to shine. So that part really encouraged me. Where does darkness show up? Where does darkness invade? It invades realms where it doesn't want God to be. You know, the halls of our government is the number one place right now where he's invading and changing laws, redefining gender, redefining marriage, all these different things. Because why? Those are the institutions that God put in his word, and the enemy wants to attack. And he wants to remove them from society so that we have a perverse society where we'll almost get like it was in the days of Noah, where every man's thoughts and intent were an evil. Look, we're not far from that, where the thoughts are heading that direction. We know that Jesus said he would not come or return until it is like the days of Noah. And we have to say we have a template of what those days look like. And we need a tearing and a shaking right now, because whether you want it now or not, we need revival. We need awakening. We cannot be those who put our head in the sand and just say, well, let's just let it happen and let's let this thing happen so the days of Noah will come fully upon us and then Jesus will come back. Well, you don't have any clue what the culture would be like and what the life would be like in that scenario. Can you imagine what it would be? Look what happened to Noah right after the flood. His son goes in there and does some sexual act on him. That's what it says. He uncovered his nakedness. When you study Leviticus, that's all about sexual action. And that happened right on the other side. Where do you think he learned that? From the days of Noah, from the days of evil. And next thing you know, we're right back at the same place. Babel comes to 11, and then the covenant of Abraham comes. God wants to use that to change. So God has always given us a new covenant we're in right now, a new covenant to change society. And this is what we're called to do on our watch. I realize one day that's going to happen. But the question is, did you fight during your generation? And there's tearing and shaking that's going on right now. It's going to get wild. And you're going to think you can't live without certain things. But you can. I've been where I've lost everything almost. And I'm surprised what I could live without. And you will be too. Because you realize that the things, the pleasures of life that you think are important are just pleasures. And the Lord wants us to have a heart for him cleansed, remove everything that's not of the kingdom out of our life so his kingdom can manifest. All right, let me pray for you that you be a part of this tearing and shaking, that you would be a part of the glory coming. The last time I received a word like this was shock and awe. That was in January of 2020, as we were preparing to see what was going to happen in the world through COVID. I'm not saying we're going to that level, but it's something serious. But his glory is coming. Be encouraged today. His glory is coming. His name is reigning on the earth, and we're going to see it in our time. I'm excited about that. May you be blessed today and be a part of what the Lord's doing. Share your heart with the Lord and let him share his glory with you in the name of Yeshua. Well, thanks for listening. We are still in our Isaiah 62 fast. Go to our website, ChristianCentersReport.com, slide down to the icon and click there and follow us. We're doing that every day at noon Central Time, Monday through Saturday, and then Sundays at 7 p.m. Central Time as we pray for Israel. Thank you, each and one of you that have been sowing into our ministry and blessing us. You can do that on our app as well. You can see our products, and you can also see everything we do on our platforms. Well, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.